This is the story of a guy named Joseph. Joseph had 11 brothers, but he was his father's very favorite. In fact, one day Joseph's father gave him a really fancy coat. Unfortunately, Joseph kind of flaunted that coat, and his brothers could all tell that Joseph was their dad's favorite. It made them jealous, so they disliked Joseph. Fortunately, God was with Joseph. He talked to Joseph in his dreams. In one of these dreams, God told Joseph he was going to make him very powerful. Unfortunately, Joseph bragged about these dreams to his brothers, and it made them even more jealous. And one day, they got so jealous that they made a plan to kill Joseph. Yeah, they were really mad. Fortunately, one of the brothers knew killing Joseph would be wrong, and he stood up for him. He convinced the other brothers not to kill Joseph. Unfortunately, instead, they decided to only throw him in a pit. Fortunately, at the last minute, Joseph's brothers decided not to throw him in a pit.
Phew.
Unfortunately, that was because instead they sold him as a slave to some travelers who were on their way to Egypt. Fortunately, God was still with Joseph. Even then, even when he didn't know what would happen to him or where he was going. Unfortunately, that didn't change that Joseph was going through something really hard. Fortunately, Joseph ended up working for a guy named Potiphar, who was a very powerful man in Egypt. Everything Joseph did for him worked out. Joseph became Potiphar's favorite, and a little while later, he put Joseph in charge of his whole house and everything he owned. Unfortunately, Potiphar's wife got Joseph in trouble by saying he had tried to attack her, even though that was a lie. Unfortunately, this made Potiphar very angry. Unfortunately, he was so angry that he threw Joseph in prison. Unfortunately, Joseph was there for a while. Fortunately, the man in charge of the prison really liked Joseph, and he put him in charge of all the other prisoners. Fortunately, God still talked to Joseph, which really came in handy when two of Joseph's friends, who were also in prison, had some strange dreams, and Joseph helped them understand what they meant. Unfortunately, one of these friends used Joseph's help to get out of prison and then forgot to tell anyone that Joseph was the one who helped him. Fortunately, Pharaoh had some really strange dreams, and Joseph was able to help him too. Fortunately, after this, Pharaoh decided to let Joseph out of prison. He gave him one of his own fancy rings and even made Joseph a prince. Fortunately, Joseph was now in charge of all of Egypt. Fortunately, a little while later, Joseph even got a chance to see his brothers again. And fortunately, even though they had hurt him, Joseph decided to forgive his brothers. No matter how many fortunate or unfortunate things happened, God was with Joseph. All the time, everywhere, no matter what.